Welcome everybody to Power Hour of Health from the Media Hub on RightRadio.ca. I'm your host, Chris Martin Bond, and this show is all about health and fitness. The song you heard earlier was Nice to Know You by Incubus. And today, we will be discussing plyometrics. So plyometrics is also known as plyometric training or jump training. It is a form of exercise that focuses on explosive, rapid movements to improve an individual's power, speed, and agility. And of course, plyometrics offers numerous benefits for individuals looking to enhance their athletic performance, functional fitness, and overall health. Some of the key advantages of plyometric training include improved power, because plyometrics increase muscle strength and explosive power, enabling individuals to generate more force quickly. This enhanced power is beneficial for activities that require rapid movements, such as jumping, sprinting, and throwing. Second is enhanced athletic performance. Plyometric exercises translate well to various sports and activities that demand quick and explosive movements, such as basketball, soccer, volleyball, track and field, those quick movements, sports activities, and athletes can improve their agility, speed, vertical jump height through plyometric training. Third is increased strength. Plyometrics engage both the upper and lower body, leading to overall strength gains. The intense muscle contractions involved in plyometrics contribute to building lean muscle mass. So as you can see, like in all athletes, most of them, they have lean muscle mass because of their training, their specific types of training, and one of those is plyometrics. Number four is improved balance and coordination. Many plyometric exercises involved multi-joint movements, which challenge coordination and balance. Practicing these movements can lead to better overall body control and proprioception. Number five is cardiovascular benefits. Plyometric training often involves high-intensity interval-like exercises that elevate heart rate and provide cardiovascular benefits. This can contribute to improved cardiovascular endurance, which you can do it for the long run when you do a specific sport. Sixth is time efficiency. Plyometric workouts are often shorter in duration due to their high intensity, making them a time-efficient option for those with busy schedules. So if your schedules are packed and you just want to go for a 20-minute, 30-minute workout, a plyometric workout should be good for you. Number seven, it burns calories. Plyometric exercises are intense and can lead to increased caloric expenditure. This can be beneficial for weight management and fat loss. And the reason for that being is because when you increase your heart rate, that, my friends, you can burn those extra calories and fats. Bone density improvement. The impact nature of plyometric exercises such as jumping can contribute to bone density improvement, which is particularly important for preventing osteoporosis and bone-related conditions. Next one is functional fitness. Plyometrics and movements mimic real-life actions, making them beneficial for improving everyday activities and functional fitness. Next one is the incorporation into various routines. Plyometric exercises can be integrated into different workout routines, from sport-specific training to general fitness programs. Lastly, it's motivational and fun. Plyometric training can be exciting and enjoyable for many individuals, adding a dynamic and engaging element to their workouts. While plyometrics offers numerous benefits, it's essential to approach this form of training with caution. The high-impact nature of plyometric exercises increases the risk of injury if not performed with proper form and progression. Beginners should start with appropriate foundational exercises and gradually build up to more advanced plyometric movements. Individuals with certain health conditions, previous injuries, or joint issues should consult with a healthcare professional or fitness expert first before starting plyometric training. It is important to tailor the exercises to individual fitness levels and focuses on safety to maximize the benefits while minimizing the risk of injury. Coming up after the break, we'll be talking about, is plyometrics and CrossFit just the same? Don't forget that you can follow us on our Instagram at DCSA Media Hub, at Bonds Fitness, and on my personal account at Coach Bond PH and Bonds Fitness on Facebook. We're going to play you some music. Here's Killer Whales by Small Pools.
down on the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Something else.
Welcome back to Power Hour of Health from the Media Hub on RightRadio.ca. I'm your host, Chris Martin Bond, and we just played Killer Whales by Small Pools and Semi-Charmed Life by my favorite band, Third Eye Blind. And next is we are going to talk about, is plyometrics and CrossFit just the same? Well, what is CrossFit? CrossFit is a branded fitness program and a competitive sport that was created by Greg Glassman in the early 2000s. It combines elements of various exercise disciplines, including weightlifting, gymnastics, cardiovascular training, and yes, plyometrics. CrossFit workouts, also known as WODs, or workouts of the day, are constantly varied and intended to improve overall fitness, strength, and conditioning. And with plyometrics, as mentioned earlier, plyometrics is a form of exercise that focuses on explosive, rapid movements to improve power, speed, and agility. It involves high-intensity, high-impact exercises that engage the stretch shortening cycle of muscles to enhance athletic performance. Plyometric exercises typically include jumping, bounding, and throwing movements. So, going back to the question, are they both the same? The answer is no. Close call though, but it's not. They are distinct concepts, although they can be related in certain contexts. CrossFit classes include plyometric exercises as part of their training routines alongside other functional movements like kettlebell swings, box jumps, and your favorite, probably burpees. Has anybody heard of burpees? No! Yes! Well, yes, burpees is mostly done when it comes to CrossFit and probably so much more. The inclusions of plyometrics in CrossFit workouts aims to improve explosive power and athleticism. While plyometrics can be a component of CrossFit workouts, such as Reebok. Have you guys heard of Reebok? They actually have annual CrossFit games, wherein people or individuals from different parts of the country, they represent that country, and it's more of like a kind of an Olympic game, but they have their own branding. And it also involves high intensity intervals, circuit training, and varied movements to challenge participants across a wide range of fitness domains. It is important to note that CrossFit has received both praise and criticism over the years. The high-intensity nature of the workouts can be beneficial for some individuals seeking diverse and challenging training, but it can also increase the risk of injury if not performed with proper form or for individuals who are not adequately conditioned. In summary, plyometrics is a specific type of training focused on explosive movements, while CrossFit is a broader fitness program that incorporates a wide variety of exercises, including plyometric training within its workouts. Coming up after the music break, we'll be talking about this question, is plyometrics good for everyone? Don't forget that you can follow us on our Instagram at DCSA Media Hub, at Bonds Fitness, and on my personal account at Coach Bond PH and Bonds Fitness on Facebook. We're going to play you some music. Here's Lonely by The Wildlife here on RightRadio.ca.
Pictures of you and me off the walls and hung a big TV. And honestly, I'm doing fine, cause my 65 inches keep me company. Been filling up my hours, I just had a breakthrough. Oh my god, it's so nice doing. 2017. Cause it feels so somebody new, cause I'm living comfortably. I used to think about it, now that's not an issue. Counting all the reasons I don't really miss you. I forgot how much I miss hanging out with myself, but I can finally see. Cause it feels so not an issue, counting all the reasons I won't be. Supposed to do. These nights were all we ever wanted. Hands down, nothing's gonna top it. Standing in some crowded room, the only thing that I can see was you. These nights were all we ever needed, but they're gone and I'm picking up the pieces. Even when our days are through, I won't forget these nights I had with you.
Welcome back to Power Hour of Health from the Media Hub on rightradio.ca. I'm your host, Chris Martin Bond, and we just played Lonely by The Wildlife, requested by Victoria Palmira, and These Nights by We The Kings. And next up is we're going to talk about this question: is plyometrics good for everyone? While plyometrics can be highly effective for improving athletic performance and power, it may not be suitable for everyone, and certain precautions should be taken. Plyometric exercises involves high-impact, explosive movements that put significant stress on muscles, tendons, and joints. Therefore, the appropriateness of plyometric training depends on an individual's physical condition, fitness level, and specific health considerations. Here are some factors to consider. And first off is their fitness level. Plyometric exercises are typically more advanced and require a certain level of baseline strength and conditioning. Beginners or individuals who are new to exercise may not have the necessary foundation to safely engage in plyometrics. It is essential to gradually build strength and fitness through other exercise forms before attempting plyometric training. And like my clients back in the day, he wants to be a basketball player. And of course, for him to become a basketball player, he needs to be the speed and agility, he needs to get that. And before we do that phase, we first go into the assessment of the fitness level. And from there, if it's clear enough, then we can proceed to plyometric training. Next one is age. Plyometric training is generally not recommended for very young children whose musculoskeletal systems are still developing. Additionally, older adults might have limitations in joint health and may need to modify or avoid certain plyometric exercises. Because for older adults, mostly the elderly, because of their osteoporosis, it may hinder with that kind of movement, like the explosive jumps, you know, and that can typically harm their muscles or bones even. Third one is injury. Individuals with a history of joint, muscle, or bone injuries should be cautious with plyometrics. These exercises can put stress on vulnerable areas and may exacerbate existing issues. Consult with a healthcare professional or a physical therapist before incorporating plyometrics into a routine. So, example is a volleyball player who just had an ankle sprain. So, should he or she do plyometrics? Of course, that individual should undergo rehabilitation, get that ankle sprain done, and then once he or she is clear to do plyometrics, then we can do so. Next one is weight and body composition. Plyometric exercises involve landing and jumping, which can be or can place substantial force on the body. Individuals with excessive body weight or high body mass may find plyometrics uncomfortable or risky. Reducing body weight first through other means before engaging in plyometric training might be advisable. Now, going back earlier, plyometrics is a high-intense workout. In that sense, if you do high-intensity training, it can lead to weight loss quickly. But again, if you're a beginner and you're overweight and you want to lose fast, it's very important that you go to the basic of foundations of exercises first before proceeding to high intensity ones. Next one is individual health conditions. Certain health conditions such as arthritis, osteoporosis, or chronic joint problems may not be compatible with plyometric exercises. Next one is individual goals. Plyometrics are primarily used to improve explosive power and athleticism. If an individual's fitness goals are different, other forms of exercises may be more appropriate. Now, for example, a basketball team. So in a basketball team, let's say a center. So a center should be on the defensive side where he can block shots or rebound the missed shot. And one of those is to improve the vertical jumps. And in some positions, they preferred different plyometric programs. So in that case, having sport-specific plyometric training can either improve each of their performances individually. And before incorporating plyometric training into your routine, it is essential to, again, consult with a qualified fitness professional or coach to assess your readiness for plyometrics and receive guidance on exercise selection and progression. Next up, start with a proper warm-up to prepare the body for intense movements and reduce the risk of injury. Now, back from my subject with the flexibility exercises, which we talked about last week or a couple of weeks back, starting with a dynamic warm-up should be good enough so that the body is prepared to that specific sport. Next up is focuses on proper technique and form during each exercise to minimize the risk of strain or injury. So in order to do a plyometric training with a good form, like let's say a squat jump. So a squat is actually just going down, or you know, think of it as you're sitting down. And then after that, from there, you jump as high as you can. That's what you call a squat jump. And with that, before you do that squat jump, you need to at least perfect the form for squats. Makes sense, right? Progress gradually and avoid pushing beyond your current capabilities too quickly. And lastly, listen to your body and be mindful of any discomfort or pain. Stop immediately if something feels off. Remember that everyone's body is different, and what works well for one person may not be suitable for another. Always prioritize safety and individual circumstances when considering any new exercise program, including plyometric training. Well, that's the end of our show today. I look forward to seeing you back here next week. Don't forget that you can follow us on our Instagram at DCSA Media Hub, at Bonds Fitness, and on my personal account at Coach Bond PH and Bonds Fitness on Facebook. Here's Thunder by Boys Like Girls playing us out on rightradio.ca. Take care, everybody.
2 days of winding road that's taken me to places that I didn't want to go. Whoa. 2 days, no blink of an eye, I'm holding on to something and I do not know why. I try to read between the lines.
I try to look in your eyes.
I want a simple explanation.
I'm feeling inside.
Gotta find a way out. Maybe it's a way out.
Your voice was the soundtrack of my summer. Do you know you're unlike any other? You're all.
that I didn't want to go. Whoa.
Your voice was soundtrack of-